Thank you. I am Ignatius Yusuf III, Yunnan, Patriarch of Syriac Catholic Church of Antioch. So happy to be with my two brothers, Patriarch Luis and Ignatius Ephraim. I thank His Eminence, Cardinal Christoph Schönborn, as with the Chancellor Sebastian Kurz for inviting us to inform them or to get them kind of information regarding the situation of Christians in the Middle East. Of course, my thanks also go to the ICLN, the International Catholic Legislator Network. They did organize this kind of meeting. As His Eminence and His Holiness said, we are in very tough times as Christians in the Middle East. It's not easy to present this situation, which is very, very critical, sorrowful situation. Back in May 2011, I was asked in Paris by journalists telling me what I would think about the spring, beginning in Syria. That was May 2011. I said, my dear friends, we have to be very careful. In Syria, it's not like Libya or Egypt. In Syria, we have many minorities. We are not allowed just to talk theoretically, in theory, about democracy. We can't export democracy in countries they've been for many hundreds of years governed by what we call dictatorial or one-man government with the caliphs and others. And especially in the Middle East, you don't have separation between religion and state. The only country we have that kind of separation is Lebanon. But in other countries, you don't have it. So you can't say we can export democracy in that region. As you just heard, we are going through a horrible situation. Even after the what we call the ending of the chaos created by that violence, either in Iraq, Syria, and also in Lebanon, where is the tension between different communities or confessions. We have to also look for the future, how to encourage and convince our people, particularly the youth, to get rooted in their homeland, the land of their forefathers. And in this mission, in this what we call goal, we need the support of European Union, of the United States, Russia, and other goodwill countries to help us stay. Because as you just heard, we are not imported people or emigrating people to the Middle East to get work or to what we call to change the way of our lives. We are the indigenous people for millennia, and we have the right to live in our homeland in dignity, in freedom. Particularly, we're talking about the freedom of conscience, which is not present in the Middle East, except in Lebanon. I thank you very much for coming to ask some questions or to get informed about the situation of Christians. And of course, we are ready to hear from you. Thank you.